So 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th are great chapters of all that is to be known and their interrelationships. It's a beautiful fabric, as it were. When you know that knowledge, the beauty and the wonder of the universe and the source of that beauty and the culmination of that beauty becomes clear. That is why in the 11th chapter is the bhakti, the highest manifestation of the divine, in which the bhakti reaches its highest climax. When you see the divine fully, as Muhammad says, to see God and not to fall in love with Him is impossible. If you see God and not to fall in love with Him is impossible. So in 11th chapter, Sri Krishna manifests fully. And in that manifestation, all the doubts of Arjuna, all the arguments are melted. There is nothing but bhakti, complete. It is then that Arjuna says, I am now at your feet completely. So, the real knowledge of the eternal and the phenomenal is a great secret. That is why Sri Krishna says, Guhyatamam Jnanam. I will give you the most secret knowledge. This statement in 16, what you read, is only the foundational statement. You start with it, then other things will follow.
7th, 8th, and 9th, and 13th also need Krishna.
Pardon?
13th also.
Last six chapters describe how you, as an instrument, have to become like the divine. And divine is Satchidananda. Therefore, knowledge, action, and devotion, all of them are there. In the last six chapters, the supreme mysteries, supreme mysteries, how you can become the divine. In the seventh chapter, what is the supreme divine is given. But how you can become the supreme divine is given in the last six chapters. That is why last six chapters are culmination. Therefore, kshetra, kshetragya, that whole knowledge which is given there, as a result of which, how you yourself are the knower, how you yourself are the field, how you yourself can become all, and yet you remain individual, how you become completely stable, overflowed with love and devotion, and you can act as victoriously, as masterfully as the Divine Himself acts. Madbhavaha, sarvabhavena, and sadharmyam. These are three keywords of the last six chapters. So that you become completely divine. And in that state, whatever action flows from you, you will not be doing, because you are no more, you do not remain you. You are yourself the supreme divine. You, this instrument is not yours. It is supreme divine's instrument, which is being used by the Supreme Himself. That is the basic teaching of the last six chapters. Then, verse number 24. This is also one of the very famous verses of the Bhagavad Gita. Achhetyaha ayam adahyaha ayam akmedyaha ashoshyaha evacha nityaha sarvagataha sthanu achalaha ayam sanatana. Sanatana is eternal. This eternal self is achhetya, can't be pierced. Ayam adahyaha, it cannot be burnt. Ayam akledyaha, it is something that cannot be touched. Ashoshyaha, it can never be dried. Nityaha, it is always there. Sarvagataha, omnipresent. Sthanu, stable. Achalaha, immobile. This is the basic foundation. Sankhya, what is called Sankhya of the Gita, is this. the knowledge of the foundation as distinguished from all the rest. Then comes verse number 29. Ashcharyavat pashyati kaschit enam. Ashcharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyah. Ashcharyavat cha enam anyah shrunoti. Shrutva api enam vedam na cha eva kaschit. This eternal reality is so wonderful. Some look upon this self as a wonder. Some talk about him as a wonder. Some hear about him as a wonder. And yet, having heard of him, none are able to understand him at all. Such is the wonder of the reality. In fact, this is the real state of the highest knowledge.